I am the true vine. If we were to take a survey right now of everyone here as to what the essential quality is for a disciple of Jesus, what an essential quality is for a Christian, we'd get a lot of different answers, I suspect, and probably all of them would have some truth in them. Jesus gives us his answer to that question today in the gospel. It's a short gospel, relatively speaking, 8 verses, and there's some redundancy in it. We hear about remaining in me and I in you a couple of times, but that word remain appears 8 times in the 8 verses. So he uses this vine and branches metaphor. But you know, that's an image, the grapevine and the branches is an image used throughout Scripture. Certainly it's used throughout the Old Testament. The various prophets spoke about the vine of Israel. The prophet Isaiah said, "The vineyard of the Lord of hosts is the house of Israel, and the men of Judah are his cherished plant." But Jesus had something a little different in mind. The vine that the prophets talked about was based on the Old Testament covenant, the Old Covenant. But Jesus, of course, came to complete and fulfill the Old Covenant. He's the New Covenant, and so he's the new vine. He says he's the true vine, meaning he's the one now that has replaced the old covenant. And that true vine tells us something about what the quintessential element is of a disciple and a Christian. And it's this, that we have to have a connection. We have to be united with Christ in an intimate relationship. And because of that, I think it's worth pondering today at least 2 aspects of being a disciple of Jesus. First, a true disciple of his must be in him, remain in him, and he must remain in us. St. John Paul II, in his apostolic letter to all of you, really, and to me, the lay apostolate, maybe a little slow in reading it. It hadn't been out but about since 1988, so you've got time to read it. But he said in there, he talked about the essential mission of the laity in the church, and he talks first about this relationship that we must have with the vine, with Christ, and with Christ and his church, of course, since he left us the church after his return to the Father. And so he even coined a word for that. He said that relationship with Christ, with his church, and with each other has to be deeper than even communion. And so he developed a word, communio, and he used that and talked about it at some length. But we certainly have to enter into that relationship with him. And of course, we do that primarily through the sacraments of the church, the sacraments of initiation, baptism, confirmation, Holy Eucharist. We baptize generally at the Easter Vigil, and we had one this year to have her life changed for all eternity as she was baptized in those cleansing waters. And then a couple of weeks ago, our young people went to the cathedral, and Archbishop Thompson conferred the sacrament of confirmation upon them, strengthening them, sealing the Holy Spirit that they received at baptism, giving them the strength, we used to say, to be soldiers for Christ. We don't like to use those military terms anymore, but we use to be a strong disciple for Christ, to strengthen that connection that was initiated at baptism, but strengthened in confirmation. And then just last week or so, we had our young children receive the Lord for the first time in the Holy Eucharist. Baptism and confirmation, of course, make such a change in our life, in our soul, in our character, that we can only receive it one time. Once we're baptized, once we're confirmed, that seal is impressed upon our character, and we cannot repeat it. But Holy Eucharist, of course, we're nourished every week, and some even more often than that. It's a way of remaining in the vine, and the vine remaining in us. Another way, of course, is through reconciliation. For we fall short, all of us do, in living the life, and so sometimes physically people's arteries or so on clog up. I know there's some here who's had that, and you have to have a procedure, and it's not pleasant. Reconciliation's a lot easier in the spiritual life, but we have to do that because we have to keep the avenues, the paths, the arteries, whatever it is that we want to use as an analogy, we have to keep them open so that Jesus, in remaining in us, can always remain in the fullness that he wants the Spirit to be with us. And then, of course, prayer. If we're to enter into and remain in him and him in us, we have to spend time with him. It's nice to spend time with him in adoration. Father was gone last week, and so on Friday, I had the privilege of being able to do exposition and then benediction with the school children, exposition of the Blessed Sacrament about 8:30, and then benediction around 2:30. And throughout the day, children in the school have an opportunity to come over and spend some time here in the Eucharistic presence. I don't know what they say to God during that time. I don't know what he says to them, but I know there's a communication going on. And hopefully that is strengthening their relationship and forming that connection, so that he can indeed remain in them throughout their life. All of us could use that as well. I know sometimes you can't come on every Friday, but on the first Friday, it goes for 24 hours from Friday morning till Saturday morning. So maybe we could find some time, Friday evening or even late, to come and just be present, to let the Lord in his Eucharistic presence on the altar remain in us, abide in us, and we in him. We have to be connected, and we have to remain connected. Paul said in his letter to the Galatians, he said about his own conversion, his own baptism, his own confirmation, he said, "I have been crucified with Christ, yet I live, no longer I, but Christ lives in me." And that's the true posture of every disciple, Christ remaining in us. Second, to be a true disciple of Jesus, we have to produce fruit. More fruit, much fruit. But before we can produce fruit for the kingdom, we have to first receive what that fruit is for us. Paul, again, in writing to the Galatians, talked about what the fruit of the Spirit is. Love, peace, joy, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. These are gifts that the Holy Spirit brings to us, and we don't live them perfectly, I know. But we should be striving to live them, for they're gifts that he's given us. And if he remains in us, we're going to possess those. And if we possess them, we will radiate it. We will live our life as though he is in us. And that brings us to this bearing fruit. You know, St. John Paul II, in that apostolic exhortation, talked about the role of the laity. And he said this, he said, "The lay faithful have an essential and irreplaceable role. essential, meaning the church can't exist without it, and irreplaceable. If you don't do it, it isn't going to get done. What's he talking about? Bringing the gospel values and sanctifying the temporal order. Wow, that sounds so high sounding, but you know what he's talking about? Just being a faithful Christian in your families, in your neighborhoods, in your offices, in your factory, wherever you spend your time throughout the week. Your presence, if you are letting Christ remain in you and you abide in him, just your presence is going to sanctify the temporal order. It's going to sanctify where you are. We'll have holy families. We may even have holy neighborhoods and holy places of employment. We may not see it, may take too long for us to see, but we will have done our part. My brothers and sisters, it's not enough to be connected with the Lord one time. 8 times in those verses, Jesus used the word remain, and that's what we need to do. We need to remain with him. I read once that if fallen away, non-practicing Catholics were all treated as a denomination, that'd be the second largest church in the United States, second only to us who are practicing the faith. That's a sad commentary. We need to pray for those who aren't remaining, who aren't abiding, but who have been touched and connected to the vine. Jesus is the true vine, and may each of us enter and remain a true disciple of his.